Well, hello to Darlene and Karen, and it says Facebook, says two others. Listen, Karen. Thank you, Karen. Join along with us here. Now, here's our comedy here tonight. We're usually a little limited on who's actually sitting out here.
And it's packed.
So
I've never seen a full night.
So I usually hand them a clicker so they can click through the slides. So at this point, what you're going to see here is you're going to hear bass, and then you're going to hear bass stop while Greg tries to watch this and click the button and sing at the same time. God bless America. God bless him for our grace. Actually, I'm not singing this first one, so I might have a chance on the first one. I might have a chance on this first one. Well, glad everybody can join us here so far. Okay, between people being in Florida and some infirmity, garbage, sinuses, and all this other junk, we are kind of alone here a little bit. But sing along with us. We'll attempt to play bass and sing.
You hear me when I call, you mar my morning song. Through the darkness fills, it cannot hide the light. Whom shall I fear? You crush the enemy underneath my feet. You are my sword and shield. Though troubles linger still, whom shall I fear? I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angels' armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angels' armies is always by my side. Strength is in your name, for you alone can save. You will deliver me, yours is the victory. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angels' armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angels' armies is always by my side. And nothing formed against me shall stand. You hold the whole world in your hands. I'm holding on to your promises. You are faithful. You are faithful. Nothing formed against me shall stand. You hold the whole world in your hands. I'm holding on to your promises. You are faithful. Faithful. I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angels' armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angels' armies is always by my side. I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angels' armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angels' armies is always by my side. The God of angels' armies is always by my side.
In hopes they have duplicate slides. We like ring outs. We like ring outs. Let's see, who else has joined us here? My goodness, I got a few other ones. I see Vic Wong has joined us. Awesome. I see Linda. I see Mark and Gloria. I see Faye. Greg Spears. Jasmine. Anita. Welcome. Welcome, everyone. This is this one's a lot of fun tonight because we usually have a limited number of people in the seats here that can actually do clicking and other fun stuff for us, but we don't tonight. Lord knows what's going on tonight. So when you hear pauses in the bass, it's because Greg is hitting the screen advance so you can follow along with the words. So we like to take a lot of songs that people a lot of us have grown up with and are popular and just were fun songs. And we like to go ahead and put some Christian lyrics to it. So check this one out. Who can think what this one is? Sweet Jesus, my Savior. Let's see about this. Big wheels keep on turning. Carry me home to see my kin. I know these guys have a clue. Oh, there he is. He's already getting clued on this. So, and we've got another one later here, too. We're doing what we're doing. Down on the Corner, right? We're doing Down on the Corner with some Christian lyrics on it also. And that one's a real blast. Actually, you know what? I'm probably not going to be changing the screen much on that one. Yeah, we'll figure that one out. You ready there, Brandon and Todd and other electric guitar type of folks? All right. Sing along with us here.
Turning, carry me home to see my kin, singing songs about my Jesus, say goodbye to my old sins. Heard the choir sing about him, put sin down. Well, I hope you all will remember a godly man don't need sin around anyhow. Sweet Jesus, my Savior, where his love is so true. Sweet Jesus, my Savior, Lord, I'm coming home to you. They love the darkness.
Boo, hoo, hoo.
We must do what we can do. We must pray for their freedom. Does your conscience bother you? Now tell the truth.
Sweet Jesus, my Savior, where his love is so true. Sweet Jesus, my Savior, Lord, I'm coming home to you. Sweet Jesus, my Savior, where his love is so true. Sweet Jesus, my Savior, Lord, I'm coming home to you.
Yeah. Oh, you lost battery charge on your guitar there? Replaceable batteries, not. Who else has joined us here? I see Anita's joined. Faye's joined. Welcome. We got some music we'll sing for you. We got a brief message I'll share here with you. We'll take friend requests. Well, we'll take friend requests. We'll take prayer requests. We're going to lift those up to Jesus. But God is good. God is good. I might want to do this just so we can do this. Karen, you okay in doing this? You want to do this one? You don't want to do that one? All right, we'll skip this one. Forget it. Go right to the special. Because it's so much fun to click. So much fun to click through all this stuff here. Let's get to the special. Well, I got to click this one, but I got to take my hand off the guitar to click it. Your big toe. Yeah, you're going to use your big toe to click this thing.
Well, I'm pushing the pedal down here. One more is not going to make a difference.
Okay. Now, this is a song. So the pastor's message this week is on the secret weapon. So for those of you who haven't joined us before, we practice from 5:37, although it wouldn't show right now. But we practice from 5:37. We go Facebook Live at 7. We pretty much run through most of the music that we're going to be doing on Sunday. And this one is called Light the Fire. It was written by Bill Maxwell in 1986. Brandon, I have socks that old. And you weren't even born in 86.
I'm just thinking about socks.
Thinking about socks.
Yeah, you're not
those,
wearing those
what
socks
What do those socks
now,
look? I might even be wearing those socks right now.
Well, I had them on and they wore off. I'm wearing my 1986 socks.
Yeah, they all blew out. Anyway, so this is kind of a neat song from 1986. A lot of times you think, oh, that sounds dated, that sounds old, but actually this had a pretty never ending universal carrying on type sound. Brandon, you want to kind of get us rolling on this one?
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay.
I stand, Lord, to praise you, but I fall on my knees. My spirit is willing, but my flesh is so weak. So light the fire, light the fire
in my soul.
Light the fire in my heart again. I feel your arms around me as the power of your healing begins. Your spirit moves through me like a mighty rushing wind. So light the fire
in my
in
soul,
my weary fan soul,
fan
the flame,
make
my spirit
whole. Lord, you know,
Lord, you know
where I've been.
So light the fire in my heart again. So light the fire. The fire in my heart again. So light the fire in my heart again. So light the fire in my heart again. Amen. That's nice because it didn't have that many slides on it. You know what? This is an easy enough one, and it's simple, and Karen loves it. I know Karen loves this next one. Turn, you like the other one better?
Go back to the other one.
Whoops, I went too far. I went too far. Where are we? Here it is. There it is. Turn your eyes. Turn your eyes. We might do this three times. We'll find out with it. It's just the chorus three times. Oops.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Sing it again.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
One more time as we last one.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Amen.
That's guitar playing, right?
Amen.
Because that wasn't easy.
The funny thing is, I wasn't playing guitar.
Who was it?
Oh, Bruce was playing guitar. All right, Bruce. All right, Bruce.
He's got the actual music. It is on the guitar.
Am I allowed to swear in church? Because I'm about to.
Well, Bruce got the rest.
So does he too. So
yeah, Bruce got the rest.
Who else has joined us? I see Juan. I see Steve, Robin, Patty, Dave.
He skips half.
Another Pat. All kinds of stuff. Susie. Susie's on here too. God bless you guys. Glad you could join us. Got one more song here, and my comedy is trying to click slides and play bass at the same time. And on this one, this could be very interesting.
I don't think it'll happen.
I know it'll happen. No, it'll happen.
I'm just trying to edge you on. It won't happen.
Okay. All right. It won't happen? Here, wait a second. Here, what I should do is I need to pre-populate them, right? Here. Okay. So this is what's going to happen on your chorus.
All right. So, yeah, there's your chorus, folks.
There's your chorus. So you guys need to memorize this stuff, right?
Down in the corner, out in the street, sharing the good news of Jesus.
We changed it.
Praise the Lord, get on your feet.
That's right. I forgot. I got to change it over there. It's going to be praise the Lord, get on your feet.
Too many syllables there.
That's right.
You can try it.
Praise the Lord, get on your feet.
We're not.
Here, let's try this. I'm going to see if I can click this. Because I was telling Brandon, because of the way the bass rhythm on this, and as you'll soon find out, I'm a very average, probably below average bass player. And so if all of a sudden if my brain has to stop, God bless us. Okay, let's just try this anyway, right? Here we go. Whatever. See, I already messed it up.
Cowbell. We need some cowbell.
I like hers. Ooh, I like that. Why don't you just do that, Karen? I like how she does it better.
Early in the evening, just about supper time, over by the temple, it's starting to unwind. Disciples on the corner, sharing the good news, telling you about Jesus and the peace he brings to you. Down on the corner, out in the street, sharing the good news of Jesus. Praise the Lord, get on your feet. Brandon grabs the guitar, Scott is on the drums, Brucey likes to play the bass when Greg is not around, Karen on piano, Rita singing too, Toddy's playing six strings, it's what he likes to do. Down on the corner, out in the street, sharing the good news of Jesus. Jesus. Praise the Lord, get on your feet. You say you've heard the good news, you shared it across town. You say you love your neighbor, and you lay your money down. Jesus, he's a watching, he knows who tells the truth. Leading by example, yes, Jesus is the proof. Down on the corner, out in the street, sharing the good news of Jesus. Praise the Lord, get on your feet. Down on the corner, out in the street, sharing the good news of Jesus. Praise the Lord, get on your feet. Down on the corner, out in the street, sharing the good news of Jesus. Praise the Lord, get on your feet.
Fade it out. Idea how to end.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Okay. I should have never predicted I was going to mess it up so badly. Thanks for covering for me, Karen. Okay, we made it. We made it through music.
Hey,
yay. Let's get into a little message, shall we? That'll be good. Oh, I'm out of a job. I'm out of a job.
Even the drummer can do it. Come on now.
Give me a moment here to switch over to another microphone here. Share a little message, take some prayer requests, even though I don't have my... Thanks, Karen. Appreciate it. There we go. Now you should be able to hear me. Okay, how we doing here? That looks good. Give me a moment here. I got to set up a few other things. Get this moving. Get this. And you guys thought I was kidding about nobody else being here, huh? Look. There's nobody here other than the awesome and amazing praise band that we have. Thanks. Thanks for being here, Scott. What do you mean they weren't available? You guys were awesome. You guys are always awesome. It's all good, Todd. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Now I can see some stuff. All right, so hey, for those of you watching on Facebook, and actually, you're pretty much who I'm talking to right now, because like I said, there's nobody else here, so I'm not even going to talk quiet, right? Because I want to make sure you guys are hearing what's going on. So if you've got any prayer requests, please go ahead and let me know. I'll be on the phone here while we're going through some stuff, because what happens with Facebook is you put them on, it tends to roll and move. Now, how in the world did I end up with a small print Bible? I don't have a chance for that one. Hold on a second. I didn't even know this existed. But bless God, I got a whole big wall of back here with, there you go, appropriate font. I didn't even know you could print font that small. But by the grace of God, I've never had to wear glasses. Although I tell you, the enemy's been trying to mess with me. I'm 55 now. And no bifocals. Okay, let's see what God opened up to. A lot of times on Thursday nights, if God hasn't given me a specific message to share, I will just go ahead and let the Bible open up. So this opened up actually here to 1 Chronicles, which I'm at that point I say, okay, Lord, where in the world have you got me going here? Because for those of you who are familiar with your Bible, you know, Chronicles is a lot of begat, 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 begat. You know, this is the father of, this is the father of, which is very important. Very important for the, especially for the Jewish people, because this is how they confirmed and proved the lineage of Jesus coming from the house of David. As a matter of fact, that's actually what opened up here. It talks about the sons of David, and Well, God hit me open to it, so I'll read just a little bit of it. But normally what I'll do is I'll open up the Old Testament, and then I'll go to the New Testament to see how God's going to go ahead and tie this all together. So the sons of David, this is chapter 3 in 1 Chronicles. So it says, these were the sons of David born to him in Hebron. The firstborn was Amnon, the son of I'm going to have a field day with names. And in Nahum of Jezreel, the second, Daniel. I'm just going to go with the names of the sons. Daniel, Absalom, Adonijah, and Shephatiah, and Ithream. And those were the six that were born in there. So David reigned in Jerusalem for 33 years. And these were the children born to him. They've got a whole other list. David was a pretty happening dude with regard to having children. But, you know, typically they would list the sons. However, they do have a couple other ones listed through here. But obviously Solomon, as you know, was one. And King Solomon did some really cool stuff, didn't he? King Solomon then, of course, went through and when the kingdom became his, do you remember what Solomon did? Solomon, in a dream, God comes to Solomon and says, give me anything you want. Ask me anything, and I'll grant it to you. Now, in our worldly sense, what do most people think? I want to win that $1.6 billion lottery, right? But no, Solomon did the right thing. He asked God for wisdom. He said, Lord, you've given me a huge responsibility. Give me wisdom. And boy, it was a huge responsibility, but we know that God go ahead and laid that through. I want to see where God's going to lead us to in the New Testament tied to here. So, all right, so he opens me up here to Luke 23. And actually, I'm kind of inclined to start through the first part of the chapter, and let's see how God's tying all this together. Okay, so Luke 23, verse 1. Then the whole assembly rose and led him off to Pilate. So this is actually part of the crucifixion then with Jesus, okay? And they began to accuse him, saying, we have found this man subverting our nation. He says he opposes payment of taxes to Caesar and claims to be Christ, the king. So Pilate asked Jesus, are you king of the Jews? And Jesus, you got to love the way it's recorded here, how Jesus replied back. Jesus says, yes, it is as you say. So Jesus, I love how he ties things back. And again, for those of you joining us, if you got any prayer requests, go ahead and share those with me here, so I can write all those down. Because Facebook tends to scroll things off. Then Pilate announced to the chief priests and the crowd, he says, "I find no basis for charge against this man." So obviously, we see Pilate now as a righteous judge, right? He didn't see anything wrong. What's really going on here? But the crowd, of course, insisted. He stirs up the people all over Judea by his teaching. He started in Galilee and has come all the way here. So what's happening, right? The devil is aggravating people, and it's the same thing we even see today, right? We see that mob mentality. We see decides that they want to have a they got to burn their saddle, right? And they just decide that nothing's right, nothing's happening. I'm against this person. I'm against all these things, and we'll go ahead and bring false witness on them. So. Pilate, on hearing this, asked if the man was a Galilean, and when he learned that Jesus was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem at the time. So pretty smooth on Pilate's part, right? To say, hey, I'm going to pass this off. I'm going to pass the buck on this one. So now we're at verse 8, in Luke 23. So when Herod saw Jesus, he was greatly pleased, because for a long time he had wanted to see him. From what he had heard about him, he hoped to see him perform some miracle. So now check this out. You've got Herod. Herod is the king, wanting to see Jesus go ahead and perform a miracle, right? He wasn't really much interested in anything else. He just wanted to see his magic show, right? So he plied him with many questions, and Jesus gave him no answer. Now, so check this out. This guy's excited. I want to see a miracle. And Jesus just sits there and just lets Herod just get frustrated. The chief priests and the teachers of the law were standing there, vehemently accusing him. Then Herod and his soldiers ridiculed and mocked him, and they dressed him in an elegant robe, and they sent him back to Pilate. Now check this out. Pilate sends him to Herod. Herod sends him back to Pilate. Okay, and that day, Herod and Pilate became buddies. Before that, at that point, they had been enemies. So isn't this interesting? So now they have a commonality through Jesus. Herod probably at that point didn't like Jesus anymore because he didn't get to see his magic trick. Pilate, of course, as we heard, was kind of confused by the whole thing. So what's going on? So remember, now he's back in front of Pilate. So Pilate called together the chief priests and the rulers and said to them, you brought me this man
who was in sending the people to rebellion. I have examined him in your presence and have found no basis for your charges against him. So check this out, right? Pilate is a fair man, right? He's not seeing anything. He's not seeing any of this junk that he's being accused of. Neither is Herod, for he sent him back to us, and as you can see, he has done nothing to deserve death. Therefore, I will punish him and release him. So Pilate at this point is saying, you don't need to kill this guy. Well, what's he done, right? What's he really done? But with one voice, they cried out, away with this man, release Barabbas to us. And Barabbas had been thrown into prison for different insurrections in the city and for murder. So wanting to release Jesus, Pilate appealed to them, but they kept shouting, crucify him, crucify him. For the third time, Pilate spoke to them. He said, why? What crime has this man committed? I found in him no grounds for the death penalty. Therefore, I have him punished and then release him. But the loud shouts, they insistently demanded that he be crucified. And their shouts prevailed. So Pilate decided to grant their demand. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, the one they asked for, and surrendered Jesus to their will. And then, of course, it goes on through the crucifixion. Man, think about that, right? Can you imagine that? Here's the Son of God. Because remember the Bible, we're told that in creation, in Genesis, it said, we create them in our image, all right? So you had God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all at the beginning. So here Jesus at the very beginning, at the creation of man, and sees man mess up and is willing to volunteer his life. Nobody took Jesus' life. Jesus had to volunteer his life. So he volunteers it. Who have you volunteered for lately, right? God bless Jesus. Bruce. God bless Bruce for sitting down. How are things for you, Bruce? How can we lift things up for you, brother? Who we need to pray for this week? Want to see the doctor tomorrow? All right, so we're proclaiming the victory then. The doctor says, nope, no more need, right? Unless you want it. Do you want an infusion? Yeah. It's gotcha. Well, then we're standing on a good report for you then, however that turns out. How's that? We're claiming a good report for Bruce when he goes and visits the doctor. See you, Todd.
Facebook. Good night.
This is Todd. I love you, brother.
Love you, brother.
You make me want to break into the Lumberjack song, man. I love you, Todd. Thanks for being here, man. We have fun on Thursday nights. Thursday nights is the practice night, the make lots of mistake nights, the try to click through slides and play at the same time nights. But we have a lot of fun. A lot of fun. So, Bruce, we're proclaiming that. Brandon, how's the world, the college world? Still status quo? You kind of have the thing going on with the surviving and the professors and surviving professors, a professor. That's all good. That's right. Okay. Scott, how's gravity? Did you win this? Did you win today? You didn't win the fight against gravity today. God bless you, Scott. We always lift up Scott for gravity. And if you saw his arms, you'll see why. That's all good. Debbie wasn't able to be here tonight. Debbie and Linda, because Debbie is dealing with head cold, congestion, garbage. So obviously we're lifting you up, Debbie. Hopefully she's watching. I'm not sure if she is or not. I don't see her on here. So she's arm wrestling with that. On the Facebook side, I've got a number of people that I do ministry with Facebook messaging. And we're lifting up Michelle and Philip for their needs. there's a lady named Jackie that I've been in prayer for quite a while. We're still in lifting her up. There's a lady named Karen. Her daughter is, as of this morning, had a high fever, and I think, I can't remember if she said pneumonia. Anyway, you know, all the junk, right? All the junk, but for her daughter especially. We're lifting up that garbage to go in the name of Jesus. I don't think I've seen any requests come in through here on Facebook, any prayer requests. But for those of you watching, if you have any prayer requests, bring them on here within the pretty soon, because we're finishing up taking a request here local, and then we will go ahead and get in our circle. Who else have? The list goes on, right? You got another one? Oh, a praise. We like praises, Bruce. Oh, that's right. Did you roll one, Scott? That's what roll cages are for, right? So you survived your off-road worlding. Wow. Oh. Wet, I mean, just wet or actually submerged? Okay, now, all right, so you guys reminded me of something here now, all right? So I've got a cousin, so when I was probably 18 or so, I had a cousin that made a dune buggy. You know, remember when we used to take the VW engines and you'd make the rails and all that? So it's dune buggy, and we like to go out and go run around. You go down through the creek, right? You splash up, and, you know, it was just fun, right, splashing the water. Well, it had rained like a couple days earlier, so the creek was a little higher than we expected. So as we started coming down into it and couldn't stop, end up going down to the creek. Well, we're strapped in seatbelt-wise, right? Remember the old car seatbelts from the 60s and that, how sometimes they could get jammed? So we actually go down here, and the water's like up to here all of a sudden, okay? And his name's Bob, and if he's watching, or somebody will forward it to him so he can say, I remember it. And they might not even know. His parents probably never even knew about this. But I remember I just unbuckled, you know, and he's like, I can't get unbuckled, and the water's doing this. It's like, ha. Well, Bob was always really good at keeping a pocket knife, so he ended up cutting himself out of the thing. But, man, by the grace of God, that, you know, another couple inches deeper, that would not have been a pretty scene. So I'm glad that the water, you didn't have to endure any of that thrill. Can't wait to see your pictures. Can't wait to see the pictures. That ought to be plenty interesting. Well, hey, let's. This is going to be kind of cool because this is our first all male circle. We usually have some women here. That's right. I guess it will be a square. Will be a square. Come on, guys. Let's go ahead and lift all this up. Because God is good, man. And of course, for the upcoming election too. And we need to be lifting all that stuff up too. That's cool. Close enough. What'd you do? What did I do? There we go. You gotta love these cameras. Oh, here, wait a minute. Karen just sent one in. Just in time, Karen. We're just getting started. Bless God, Karen. Karen, we are lifting you up right now. As a matter of fact, you're first on our list here because Karen has been. Karen, who sits in the back here usually. But we've not seen her in a while. Come on, brother. Give it up. Oh, you're very kind. Oh, actually, that's better than the way Tom usually does it. You're hired. Wrists, man. Do wrists. You guys. Well, bless God, it is Thursday night. And Lord, I thank you for this three generations in front of me. I really like that, man. That's really cool. When I tell people about, hey, I said, my praise man core is three generations.
We even stood in order for you.
You did what?
We even stood in order.
You did stand in order. Thank you.
Youngest oldest, or something like that.
I'm going to have to spin this camera around for these guys.
Oh.
Then I'm fine.
That makes me illegitimate, actually.
But our God is able, right? Our God is good. And Karen, we're lifting you up right now. This sickness and garbage that's been messing with you, Lord, we come against it in the name of Christ Jesus. And we're commanding it now. It's got to stop. It's got to stop. So we speak the life, the strength, and the glory power of Yeshua Christ Jesus into you. As all pain, all sickness, all just junk leaves you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, I thank you. Thank you by your grace and mercy. Karen, you are now healed. Proclaim it, Karen. Say, this healing belongs to me because what Jesus has done, the victory is yours in Jesus. No more of this garbage. And anybody else watching now that needs similar, proclaim it as your own. Claim it as your own right now in Jesus Christ. Lord, you know of other people I've prayed for Karen's daughter that's been dealing with a fever and pneumonia garbage. That's got to stop. So we come against infirmity. And we speak the life and the strength and the glory of Jesus just upon her. So no more fever, no more infection stuff. And for also for Jackie, and, if Jackie happens to be watching, Lord, you know what her needs are. She's been struggling for a while. But Lord, I just thank you as you touch her body, touch her feet, touch Scott's feet. I'm praying for feet right now, right? Touching the feet. We're praying for feet. And Lord, for Michelle and Philip, just give them direction in their ministry and their marriage, and they're just guide them and love them. We're lifting up Debbie Koenig, who couldn't be here tonight. That's why I had to click. But Lord, I thank you as you come against that head cold and that infirmity garbage just messing with her. I thank you, Jesus, that all that garbage leaves. That stuff's got to stop. Thank you, Lord, that Bruce gets a good report tomorrow. That's what we're proclaiming. Keep it generic, right?
Yep.
We're proclaiming a good report by the grace of God. Thank you, Lord, that Scott has survived his fun, had fun, and even survived what could have been not fun, but thank you that it was fun all the same.
Occupation,
yeah. Yeah, indeed. And Lord, I thank you that that Brandon just keeps receiving the peace and the patience and that he needs in life, that we all need in life. And Lord, we're lifting up our country, especially with the upcoming elections. There's a lot of partisanship, a lot of one side. People seem to be extremes on things, and that's not the way you created us, God. You created us to be unique and to have our own different opinions in that, but there's got to be middle ground, and there seems to be a big void right now, a big chasm that needs to just go away to bring the two sides back together. So Lord, we thank you for your touch and for your direction. For Lord, your will, it shall be done. I know you give us free will and you guide us and you show us. So Lord, I thank you that your word tells us that if my people would just repent, if my people will repent, you will bless them and bless their nation. So Lord, I stand here in repentance of all the sins of all of us. And thank you for your grace, mercy, and peace. So we thank you, Jesus. Did I miss anything? I don't think I missed anything, did I? Join me in the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Here, you guys, I get three generations. You guys come over here. Come on. These guys got to see this. They got to see these three generations. And they're actually lined up in order. Check them out.
And in height. It's height order, too, actually.
Actually, I guess it is height order, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd never noticed the height order part. Okay. Okay, so Bruce, remember we started First Chronicles and begat? Bruce begat Scott, begat Brandon. Right? and we've got guitar and bass. Well, Brandon didn't actually play about anything, but he loves to play focused on guitar. And Scott, I know you can sing. I know you're telling us you can't. But anyway, Scott keeps the beat, man. And I get it. Scott keeps a beat better than any metronome.
performance.
And we know. That's right. We're gonna challenge you against the metronome sometime in Brew. But God bless you guys. Thanks for being here with us. God bless everybody. Hope to see you next week. Be blessed. Make it an awesome and amazing week. We love you.